Are you making the same retirement mistakes as 80% of Americans? Today, I'm showing you exactly how to avoid the three critical retirement planning failures that could cost you the retirement you envision. This isn't theory. This is data from Prudential's 2025 Global Retirement Pulse Survey. Real numbers, real mistakes, real life, real solutions. Most retirement advice focuses on saving more money. But today, we're going to talk about three critical things most overlooked. But before we get into it, this is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years. I'm also an author and certified health and life coach. And my goal is to help you save smarter, invest better, and keep more. Now, I'm new to YouTube, and I've done about 100 audio-only podcasts. So I would love if you subscribed, hit the like button, or made a comment. My goal is to reach over 250,000 people in the Twin Cities and beyond, so I would love if you followed along on that journey. So here's what shocked me about the Prudential survey. 8 out of 10 people planning for retirement are missing steps that seem obvious once you know them. But here's the twist. These aren't the steps you think they are. This isn't about contribution limits or portfolio allocation. It's about something more fundamental, something most financial advisors never even mention. And if you miss these three steps, you could retire with plenty of money, but still fail at retirement. So in this episode, you're going to learn three wealth decision principles to remember to become smarter with money and an action plan to help you make better wealth decisions starting today. So let's get right into it. Last month, I sat with some new clients, 68 years old, $2 million saved. They did everything right on paper. They maxed out their 401ks for 30 years, had a diversified portfolio, no debt, paid off house. But they kind of looked miserable. The wife said something I'll never forget. "We've saved all this money, but we don't even know what we're saving it for anymore." They had the money, but they missed the meaning. Prudential survey revealed something most people don't talk about: financial readiness for retirement. That's just one piece. There are two other types of readiness that most people completely ignore: emotional readiness and social readiness. You can have all the money in the world, but if you haven't prepared emotionally or socially, retirement becomes something less instead of a celebration. So what are these three critical steps? And more importantly, how do you know if you've missed them? That's exactly what we're covering today, because the data shows that people who nail all three types of readiness report 60% higher satisfaction in retirement. 60%. That's not a small difference. That's the difference between an okay retirement and a great retirement. So step one is financial readiness. You probably think you know this one. Save enough money, have a retirement plan, done. Not quite. The survey found something surprising about financial readiness. It's not just about how much you have, it's about how clearly you've defined what enough means for you. Most people are saving toward a number someone else told them, $1 million, $2 million, whatever the magazine article said, but they never ask themselves, what do I actually need this money to do? So this leads me to wealth decision principle number one. Your retirement number should fund your life, not impress your friends or neighbors. Let me explain kind of what this means practically. I had a client who thought he needed $3 million to retire. We mapped out his actual expenses, his goals, his lifestyle vision. It turns out he needed about $1.8 million to live comfortably. He was working himself into the ground for $1.2 million he didn't even need. Obviously, it would be great to have an extra $1.2 million, but that's wasted time he could have been spending retiring early. So here's what financial readiness actually requires. First, calculate your baseline expenses in retirement: your housing, your food, your healthcare insurance, your non-negotiables. Number two, add your lifestyle expenses, your travel, hobbies, entertainment, the things that make life worth living. And third, factor in healthcare inflation. This is the killer most people underestimate. Healthcare costs are rising at twice the rate of general inflation. And fourth, create income sources beyond savings. Social Security optimization. If you have a pension, use some type of pension strategy. Part-time work maybe you actually enjoy, or other passive income you could have in retirement, like renting out your cabin or your vacation property. So quick question for you. Have you calculated your actual retirement number? Not the one you heard somewhere, but your number based upon your life. Drop a comment and let me know what surprised you most about your calculation. Now, here's where it gets interesting. You can have all the money figured out and still crash and burn in retirement because money is only one third of the equation. So coming up next, the step that 80% of people completely miss that has nothing to do with your bank account. Step number two is emotional readiness. This is the one nobody talks about, and it's destroying retirements across America. The Prudential survey found that emotional readiness is the lowest among three readiness categories. Think about that. People are more prepared financially than they are emotionally. The real issue is your identity is probably wrapped up in your work. Even if you don't love your job, it gives you structure, purpose, and a reason to get up each day. What happens when that disappears? The survey showed that people who retire without emotional preparation experience higher rates of depression, anxiety, and even physical health problems. Your job gave you more than a paycheck. It gave you an identity. I watched a client struggle with this. He was a VP at a manufacturing company. He retired at 65 with a great pension. Within 6 months, he was kind of struggling. He built his entire identity around being the guy who solved problems at work. Suddenly, no problems to solve, no team to lead, no wins to celebrate. He had to rebuild his sense of purpose kind of from scratch. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. Retire to something, not from something. You can't just retire from your job. You have to retire to a new life that excites you, that ignites you, and that makes you want to live this richer life. And here's how you build emotional readiness. Start exploring your identity outside of work right now. Not when you retire, but right now. What would you do if you had 8 hours a day and money wasn't an issue? Number two, build competence in non-work areas. Learn something new, master a hobby, develop skills that have nothing to do with your career. And third, practice small retirements or mini retirements. Take a month off if you can. See how you feel without the structure of work. And fourth, define your retirement purpose. What will give you meaning? Is it volunteering, family time, creating something, teaching, or mentoring? Here's the truth. If you can't take a 2-week vacation without feeling lost, you're probably not ready for retirement. That is your warning signal. Quick reminder, if you're finding value in this breakdown, hit the subscribe button, make a comment. By the end of this video, you're going to have a step-by-step action plan that'll help you avoid some of the most expensive retirement mistakes and build the life you actually want to live. So now let's talk about the third step. This is the one that surprised me most in the survey, is social readiness. This might be the most overlooked factor in retirement success. The Prudential survey revealed something pretty fascinating. People who maintain strong social connections in retirement report significantly higher life satisfaction than those that don't. But here's the problem. Most people's social connections are tied to work. When you retire, you lose daily interaction with colleagues. You lose work friendships. You lose some of the social structure that's been your life for 25, 30, or 40 years. And Americans are already facing kind of a loneliness epidemic. Retirement can make it worse. The data shows that social isolation in retirement is linked to cognitive decline, depression, and even shorter lifespans. This isn't soft stuff. This is health data. And I have a client who retired 3 years ago, financially set, emotionally prepared, but she isolated herself, stopped seeing friends regularly. Her kids lived across the country, and within a year, her mental sharpness declined. She became anxious. She started having trouble even sleeping. We talked about joining some groups, volunteering, reconnecting, and made all the difference. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number three. Your retirement doesn't mean as much without people to share it with. You can have all the money and free time in the world, but if you're lonely, you're poor where it counts. So let's talk about some actionable steps. Here's how you build social readiness. Number one, audit your current friendships. How many are work-based versus personal? If most are work-based, you may have a problem. Number two, join communities now that have nothing to do with work. Churches, clubs, volunteer organizations, and hobby groups. And third, schedule social activities. Put them on your calendar like appointments, weekly coffee with friends, monthly dinners, whatever works. And fourth, consider geographic location carefully. Are you retiring near family, near friends, in a community with active social options? And number five, plan activities that involve others. Golf leagues, book clubs, travel groups, exercise classes, open play pickleball. Here's a quick question for you. How many non-work friendships do you have that you see on a regular basis? Reply to my pinned comment below. I'm curious how prepared people are in this area. All right, we've covered all three steps, but knowing them isn't enough. You need a plan. So here's your exact action plan to implement all three types of readiness starting today. This is what you can do today. Step one is do a financial audit. Spend 30 minutes this week calculating your real retirement number. Not a guess, not what you heard, your number. Use the baseline plus lifestyle method I mentioned earlier. Step two, identity exploration. Make a list of 10 things you'd love to do if time and money weren't a constraint. Then pick one and start doing it this month, even in small ways. This builds emotional readiness while you're still working. And step three, do a social inventory. Write down your closest 10 relationships. Mark which ones are work-related. If more than six are work-related, you need to build some outside friendships. Maybe join one new group this month. Obviously, some of your work friends might be your lifelong friends and will continue to be in your life. I know just from experience, when you leave a company, sometimes those friends are no longer in your life. So try to establish some new friendships and hobbies that you really enjoy. Step four is practice retirement. If possible, take a week off work and don't plan anything. See how you feel with unstructured time. This reveals your emotional readiness gaps better than anything else. If you have a bunch of extra time you haven't used that your employer allows you to take off 2, 3, 4 weeks and see how you do with that amount of time off. So here's your 5-minute challenge right now. Open your calendar, schedule 3 social activities for the next month. Put them in ink, treat them like doctor's appointments. This is how you start building social readiness. I know personally, if I don't make an effort to meet with friends for lunch or coffee or just to get together, a year goes by and I haven't got together with my closest friends. So take some action, put some things on the calendar, get used to scheduling time with quality friends. Listen, retirement isn't just about having enough money. It's about having a life worth living when you get there. The Prudential survey makes it clear 80% of people are missing at least one of these three critical steps: financial readiness, emotional readiness, and social readiness. You need all three. The best time to start preparing was 10 years ago. The second best time is today. So don't wait until retirement to figure out who you are without your job. Don't wait to build friendships outside of work. Start now, build gradually, and retire successfully. If this helped you, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and if you could, share this with someone who's planning for retirement. They just may need to hear this too. And once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.